Chapter 2. Meyerling Country Club, Pilar, Buenos Aires Province, Argentina. 11:25 hours, 9 September 2005. When Muntz slowed the BMW as they approached the striped pole barrier to the country club, he looked over at Castillo, who was sitting beside him. Max had somehow managed to squeeze himself between Castillo's feet, and now had his head on Castillo's lap. Castillo, his head bent, was apparently asleep. Muntz smiled and shook his head.
"We're here, Carl," Muntz announced. "Our Gendarmeria escort has just left us."
Castillo's head immediately jerked erect.
"Would you believe I was thinking?" he asked.
"No,"
Jake Taurine said from the back seat. Taurine was jammed in between Alex Darby and Edgar Delchamp.
"I was trying to make an important decision," Castillo said.
"And did you?"
"I thought I would seek your wise counsel before reaching a final decision," Castillo said, "based on your vast poker-playing experience."
"What the hell are you talking about, Ace?" Delchamp said.
"When do I call that evil leprechaun son of a bitch and tell him I surrender?"
"Is that what you're going to do?" Darby asked. Castillo did not reply directly. Instead, he went on. "Do I call almost immediately, as if my superior in Washington immediately caved in? Or in an hour, or two or three, giving Duffy the idea that my superior ordered me to surrender only after solemn thought, probably after he consulted with his superiors?"
"I gather you are not going to seek Montvale's sage advice," Delchamp said. "Or anybody else's?"
"Two problems with that," Castillo said. "The first, of course, being that Montvale is not my superior. Second, my asking Montvale would permit him to happily run to the president, who is my boss, then sadly report that, as he predicted, the impetuous young colonel has gotten himself in a bind in Argentina, the idea there being to really put me in Montvale's pocket. So the only anybody else I can call is my boss.
Good morning, Mr. President. The Lone Ranger here. A red-headed Argentine cop has got me by the balls, and I really don't know what to do."
Delchamp chuckled.
"Make the call in 2 or 3 hours, Carl," Muntz said, softly but seriously.
"Reasoning?" Castillo asked.
"Leon Duffy would be suspicious if you called him right away, that you did not consult with your superior and were lying to him. He expects that you do have a superior, far down the ladder from your president, but a superior, or superiors. If you wait the several hours, he will probably think that you have been ordered to cooperate with him, and will think that makes you less of a problem to him."
Castillo grunted, then looked at Darby.
"Alex?"
"I think you should follow Alfredo's advice," Alex Darby said. "He tends to be right."
"Jake?" Castillo said, turning.
"That's a decision someone of my pay grade is not qualified to make," Taurine said.
"Edgar?"
"I go with Alfredo," Delchamp said.
"Okay. I'll call him in 3 hours," Castillo said.
"Carl," Muntz said, "remember that Duffy said Muntz knows how to contact me?"
"I remember," Castillo said.
"So?" "I suggest it might be better if I was your contact with Duffy."
Castillo was considering the implications of that when Delchamp said,
"He's right again, Ace."
"Okay again, then," Castillo said.
He looked out the window. They were almost at Nuestra Pequeña Casa.
"I thought, with a little bit of luck, I might never see this place again," he said.